The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, you will have seen over the weekend's really horrendous reports from County Louth, whereby there was essentially gangland violence, horrific incidents, and a serious escalation. The crime correspondents have been saying that feuding gangs are responsible for this. So we wanted to find out exactly what's going on. It's a great pleasure to welcome to the studio Louth TD, Drogheda resident, which has been the focal point of this violence, Fergus O'Dowd of Fine Gael, and on the phone line, Owen Conlon, news editor with the Irish Sun, who has featured a number of these stories. Owen, first of all, just relay to us, please, some of the serious incidents involved.
Yes, well, I suppose this has been going on since the summer. The background to this feud, it is in a sense like a smaller version of the Kinahan and Hutch feud. You had one formerly big gang in the town who were responsible for most of the drug dealing and antisocial behaviour in the town, and it split into two factions. And let me call them Faction B and Faction A, so your listeners don't get confused. And Faction B launched an attack on Faction A during the summer, which saw a man being shot six times and left paralysed. And as a result of that, there have been a series of tit-for-tat attacks across the town. There's been stabbings, there's been petrol bombings, there's been people beaten up. And it has got worse and worse and worse. And in the last few days, there was an incident where an attempt was made to place a pipe bomb under the car of a senior member of Faction B. And this was discovered when it fell off because it was being driven by the girlfriend of this man. So there was a very lucky escape there. There was a further attempt on Sunday night to place what was a crude car bomb outside a house where members of Faction B had also congregated. And this was intercepted and resulted in the abduction of a man, and he was brought to a vacant house in the Moneymore Estate in Drogheda, and he was given a bad beating. He was stabbed and he was thrown into a bath, and he was only rescued by the armed response unit of the Gardaí because they had been alerted by locals who had seen the man being dragged into this vacant property. So had they not responded to the scene, we might be talking about fatality, the first fatality of this feud here today.
Stay with us, Owen. Fergus O'Dowd, outline to us your understanding of what's happening.
Well, Owen is very right. That is what has been going on. And obviously the citizens of our town are extremely concerned because we know that it is a very small group of people who are involved in this criminal organised gang warfare. But it is obviously clearly of great worry to us because the pipe bomb that you spoke about there, Owen, was that it was outside a local church, St. Mary's Church, on the main street of Drogheda, James Street, coming into town. It was on a Sunday afternoon. Anybody could have been passing by, a family with children or whatever, and could have been seriously injured or killed, apart from the person whose car it was in. So there are serious concerns, but we welcome the action of the Gardaí.
Have there been arrests?
There have been a number of arrests, yes.
And are they local people?
Well, I think that's for the Gardaí to declare who they arrested. But, like, I mean, they have arrested people and they are aware and they have knowledge of who a lot of these people actually are. And the fact that the armed response unit is in support of the Gardaí is obviously very concerning, but also very necessary. So hopefully with all Garda leave cancelled now in County Louth for at least the next 2 weeks, obviously the Gardaí, I believe, are getting on top of this criminal activity.
Are they taking adequate measures?
Well, they're everywhere. They're all over the town. They're stopping cars. They're in the estates. Other houses, a number of houses, and a small number of houses have also been petrol bombed separately. And obviously I had some people with me from adjacent homes to these, and they're very concerned for their own safety. And the Gardaí are doing their very best to reassure them. I spoke to the Garda superintendent. I raised the matter in the Dáil yesterday, and indeed so did my other TDs from the county, from other parties. And the minister is very much aware and very much focused on
the Gardaí. But I mean, you're being a bit coy. Who are these people?
Well, they're they're known to the Gardaí. They're known. I'm not going to mention their names, Ivan.
No, because, what I'm trying to get at, Owen. Well, put it like
there are people who are involved in the drug trade.
So someone said, criminals. "Yeah, okay." Yeah. I just want to ask Owen about this, because often we hear of stories about a stabbing, a killing in some part of the country, and it emerges from the Gardaí. It's a domestic. It could be self-inflicted, or it could be gangland or something like that related. You alluded to the national headlines for many months since the Regency shooting of the Kinahan and the Hutch warfare that's gone on, particularly in north inner city Dublin. Does this have anything to do with that?
No, it doesn't. No, this is a localised feud. I mean, the similarity between the Kinahan and Hutch feud is purely that it has gone beyond business. This has become personal. So the animus here between the two sides has led to the escalation of this situation. I mean, they're actively trying to hurt and kill each other. So it's not just a question of a battle to control a particular turf and then that they'll calm down or anything like that. They're actively trying to kill and mutilate each other and damage property or burn warehouses in some cases. So that's the problem, I think, here for the Gardaí is to calm the tensions. And it's very much a case of basically, I suppose, sitting on the major parties involved in this. For example, I was in Drogheda on Tuesday in the Moneymore estate where this incident happened, where the Gardaí had to rescue the man who was abducted from the street. And I was talking to a local man, and he was saying that the fear in the estate, it had been known for weeks that some sort of retribution was coming. And during Halloween night, for example, the local people brought down their kids from the bonfire at 10 o'clock because they just felt that there was a chance that the crowds would be used as cover by Gang A to launch the attack on Gang B. So that's the kind of atmosphere you have in places like Moneymore, where some of these people are residing at the moment.
Well, if it's this A and B business, I mean, let's be honest about it. Louth is a border county. There have been, over the decades, incidents. Is there any suggestion that maybe dissident Republicans are involved?
Not really.
Former ones.
There is, because of the situation, because the situation is escalating, both sides are reaching out to their criminal allies. So, for example, Gang B have connections in West Dublin, and some of these people, and in North Dublin as well, are dissident Republicans who have knowledge of how to build bombs, pipe bombs and other material like that. Gang A have criminal connections in Manchester, and I believe in or around 20 people from Manchester connected to Gang A have flown in to Drogheda in recent days to provide a show of support. So the danger here, as I suppose, is that it's going to go beyond Drogheda, and that these various parties are going to be sucked into the dispute, and it's going to escalate beyond that.
Fergus, this sounds absolutely intolerable. Now, this is when you hear people being bussed in and travelled in from Manchester to beef
absolutely.
Up both sides,
there's
only one way this is going to go, and that's by way of escalation. Could I put it to you that this is a well-travelled road? The gangland warfare that existed in Limerick was dealt with. The gangland situation in terms of the number of arrests, discovery of weapons, money and drugs...
Sure.
In relation to the successes of the Gardaí, do you think we've seen armed ERU cops on the streets at certain times? Do you think that this whole thing, before it escalates, is being taken seriously enough?
Well, yes, of course, the Gardaí have already raided some of these gangs' headquarters and the places where they reside. They have seized cars, they have seized money, they have seized property. CAB are very, very active. But it is a very small number of people. The difference between Drogheda and Limerick is it's a much larger scale in Limerick, and there's a very small number of people involved. The Gardaí know who most of them are, and they are actively pursuing them. And the other point is that the other point I made in the Dáil is that we need more Gardaí on the streets in Drogheda. It's the same size.
Do you think they should be armed?
I would prefer, obviously, a Garda not to be armed, but if they need support to apprehend these criminals or to protect the public, of course they have to be.
Is there a big problem with drug taking in Drogheda?
Well, this is one of the questions. There's drug problems everywhere. I mean, there wouldn't be any profit for drug dealers if people weren't consuming the drugs. And the question here is that can the Gardaí, do they know who they are? Can they get the evidence against them? Can they apprehend them? And do we have enough Gardaí? For instance, Drogheda has 52 less Gardaí at the moment than the town of Dundalk. They're of equal size.
So there's no one to blame for that, only the Fine Gael government in power for the last 8 years.
That's a very good point. And what the minister's reply to that very point in mine is that the number of Gardaí have increased by 600 over the last couple of years nationally. But it's a matter for the Garda authorities, not for the minister, not for the politicians, to allocate the Gardaí. But
deployment.
We are saying they have to deploy them, and they must deploy them. That's what the people want, and they support fully the Gardaí in their interactions.
Is there any suggestion of traveller involvement?
Well, I think that it would be wrong to say that, you know, whatever anybody is.
A number of texts here about that from local sources.
Well, I would put it to you that anybody, it doesn't matter what your background is, and I wouldn't say
Not going to call it out.
I'm going to tell the truth. The truth is they are criminals. It doesn't matter where they're from or who they are. Many of them are very fine members of their own family not lawbreakers. I wouldn't stigmatise any group by saying anyone was from any one group.
I'm just trying to establish the facts. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual for there to be that element involved. We've had that in Tipperary. Owen, would you care to comment on that, where there's a traveller involved?
As I understand it, one side is traveller, the other side is settled. And these are people who work together, they've split apart. So I don't think we could really apportion blame to any particular.
But it is wrong to say there are very many people in our community from all backgrounds, including travellers, who are very fine, upright citizens as well. And therefore, I would not put the stigma on travellers or anybody else. If you're a criminal, you're a criminal. We've got to put you behind bars. We don't care who you are, where you come from. We just have to make sure that you're put away.
Okay, my thanks to Deputy Fergus O'Dowd from Drogheda, but for the Louth constituency, and Owen Conlon, Assistant News Editor with the Irish Sun, who has featured this particular disturbing story very prominently.